Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Linda Gail Becker joins us, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer at the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm hoping that this is tremendous news.
It is, Howard, but again, unfortunately, it has to be in context. Mm. So, you know, it does give us hope that people can be cured of HIV. But of course, this isn't treatment that we're going to be able to roll out to 38 million people around the world. It's grueling, invasive therapy that is really reserved for people who need treatment for blood cancer that they might have at the same time as being, you know, as living with HIV.
It was interesting because that's exactly the conversation we were having with our kids last night, and they said, wow, this is just unbelievable. And I said to them, we have a family member who's been through a bone marrow transplant, and it's not for sissies. It's not something that you're going to go through or choose to go through unless, quite literally, your life depends on it.
That's right. So, you know, and the risk-benefit ratio, although we really, really want to see people cured, and I know many, many people who are really hoping for this, this is, you know, it's a risky procedure. So you would only do it if it was indicated for medical reasons. And this woman was facing leukemia. She needed the treatment. And then, of course, what they did was they put her into this protocol where they made sure that the cells she was transplanted with had this resistant gene to HIV. So, it's more proof of concept. It's wonderful news, obviously, for her, particularly because they used the umbilical cord cells, which meant she had less of this phenomenon called graft versus host disease. And graft versus host disease in itself, although it's a sort of normal phenomenon of our human immune systems to fight back, can it, you know, lead to severe illness and death in its own right. So, you know, so I think it's progress because now we know we can do that. It opens many more options for transplants. But again, this is not something we're going to do across the board, unfortunately.
So, but was it a known concept that a bone marrow transplant would have or should have, in theory, have rid a body or a person of HIV?
Well, we've got two individuals before this woman, two men, the very famous Timothy Ray Brown, who comes from San Francisco. He is named. He was facing, again, a blood cancer. He had a bone marrow transplant now a number of years ago, and then was transplanted with this specific resistant type of cell. He was able to literally kick HIV out of his body and lived many years free of HIV, not having to go into antiretrovirals. And then more recently, there's been a man from London with a similar story. So, no, we have known. This is the first time, though, that it's been a cord blood transplant and the first time in a woman and a woman of color. So, you know, so this is... I suppose, you know, scientific progress, and this is why it's been shared at the CROI conference.
As you said before, you used the word proof of concept, the expression proof of concept. I'd imagine that now taking the learnings from here, there can be an investigation into different ways forward to achieve the same thing.
That's right. There's extensive research going on around the world for a cure. And different kinds of strategies. So on the one hand, looking to see if we can put people into remission. So if you use the paradigm of cancer, then we know people who are in remission, the cancer's not growing in their bodies, but they don't need treatment for a while. Although there is still concern cancer might come back. So we are looking at that as a concept for HIV. Can they go off treatment? And not require antiretrovirals. But of course, we're not entirely sure that the HIV is completely lost from their bodies. The concept of a sterilized cure means that you've actually completely got rid of HIV, even from the deepest reservoirs. And my understanding with this woman is they've done quite extensive testing, you know, biopsies, really looked very hard, and it does look like she's completely overcome her HIV. So there are various strategies that are being used to try and either get long-term remission or, as we have with these three people in the world, a complete sterilizing cure, which of course would be terrific news for people around the world who are living with lifelong HIV.
Mm. And I guess it's all about a risk-reward, as you said before, because to some extent, HIV's can be a chronic illness that is managed, but obviously it's preferable to highly preferable because then people can't pass it on because it's obviously much better to eradicate it. But I guess that's the measure one against the other that one has to look at.
Yeah, you know, I'm absolutely right that treatment is magnificent these days. It's easy to take. It's literally down to a pill a day, and people who are on treatment and taking it regularly live a normal lifespan. So that's really important. But we have to remember these individuals have to take that treatment absolutely every day. And when I speak to people, you know, it's a burden. They're still stigmatized. They feel anxious about the fact that they potentially could, you know, again develop either resistance to the medication or, you know, are just locked into having to take it every day, and that's a burden. And so, of course, there's not only the cost of having to take treatment for the rest of their lives, but also the anxiety that should they stop, they would once again be infectious to others.